Roland Martin. Brought to you by General Motors, the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala with a new style that looks to the past, examines the present, and is tailored just for you. The 2014 Chevrolet Impala, find new roads from Washington. Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, folks. Hope all is well with you. It is September, which of course means that every year we see the new shows rolling out on cable and rolling out in broadcast. What does it mean for minorities? Last night, of course, was the season finale of The Haves and the Have-Nots. That has been tremendously successful for OWN TV. You also see, of course, Scandal coming back October 3rd. So we turn to our homeboy, Eric Deggans, TV media critic for the Tampa Bay Times. But we got to congratulate him, Tom. In October, he will become the first TV critic for National Public Radio.
Congratulations. Nice.
Congratulations, yeah. Eric.
Congratulations.
Thanks a lot, y'all. I really appreciate it.
All right, Aaron, let's jump right into this. First of all, on the movie front, for the third week in a row, first movie of the year, three consecutive weeks, number one, The Butler. You also have this Spanish language film played in some 400 movie theaters and took in millions of dollars, shocked all kinds of different people. Are we seeing the shift, if you will, Eric, where really minority viewers are saying, look, we're going to go to where the content is. We want to see it. And forget you guys who keep ignoring us on these various outlets.
I think it's amazing. This movie, Instructions Not Included, Spanish language film, but with English subtitles. And it seemed to reach this millennial Spanish audience, Hispanic audience, that TV people have been trying to reach for years. And they earned nearly $30,000 per screen, 377 screens. Wow. It was the fifth highest grossing movie of the weekend, even though it played on less than 400 screens. It's amazing. To me...
What's the movie about?
It's about a guy who finds a young girl on his doorstep and has to raise her. It's sort of like, you know, three men and a baby, but one guy. So it's kind of a heartwarming story, but it reached this audience that I think is not being catered to by mainstream English language entertainment. And to me, it's like a Tyler Perry moment. Like the Tyler Perry movies revealed there was this vast audience that wasn't being catered to by TV or traditional films. And all of a sudden now we see OWN, we see WeTV, we see TBS, we see all these different cable channels trying to reach out basically to African-American female viewers because they know there's a market there because Tyler Perry proved it.
Mm. Broadcast folks, not so good at realizing the potential of minority viewers and how they can drive a show.
Yeah, once again, you know, we got a whole bunch of new shows coming in the fall, and the big trend now is to have black folks right next to a white lead. So we're kind of in the house, but we're not all the way in the house, you know. So Fox especially is really doing this. Andre Brower is with Andy Samberg from Saturday Night Live on this show called Brooklyn Nine-Nine. This show called Sleepy Hollow has a black female lead right next
Nicole
to
Beharie.
A white guy. Yeah, Almost Human, this sort of tech futuristic drama, has Michael Ealy right next to Carl Urban. You know, so that's what they're doing. They're not quite confident enough to have shows where it's just a minority in the lead, but they have co-leads now. And I guess that's a way to sort of bring in viewers of both stripes.
And Eric, like I said, same thing with, you know, with terms with cable news. There's for these executives, there's just this fear. We just don't quite know, will the broader white audience accept this? As opposed to going with it and saying, look, put the quality product out and then see what happens.
Have they not learned anything from Scandal?
Have they not? 20, 30 years after Cosby, have they not learned anything from Bill Cosby?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If you put a compelling performer in a great show that speaks to their talents, people are going to watch. And, I don't understand how you have all these tons of great Hispanic stars, too. Benjamin Bratt, Sofia Vergara. I mean, the list goes on and on. Every one of them should have a TV show or at least get a shot at a TV show because there's a huge market out there.
Well, Eric, you have that show Eva Longoria produced, Rosalind Sanchez,
Devious Maids.
Right, but she's not in it.
Gotcha.
No,
she's not one of the
show.
Maids. And it's about maids. I mean, can we do a show about Latinas where they're not playing maids, maybe? Is that possible?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that. One last question.
I guess is next. I don't know.
One last question. I'm excited about Monday night and Arsenio Hall's show coming back.
Yep.
That's right. Arsenio Hall and Queen Latifah both have great talk shows coming up. We're really excited.
What do you think?
What do
you think is going to happen?
There's a lot of talk shows out there now. I think he's going to prove once again why he was the master, 20 years ago. We're going to see a great new show.
They didn't give George Lopez a shot. You think they're going to give Arsenio a fair shot?
Well, Tom, they don't give you a shot. He's going to have to take his shot. But it seems like he's got a really interesting cast of guests coming up. George Lopez is one of the guests.
The fourth guest of the first week. Yeah.
So it should be interesting.
Yeah.
And good job on Reliable Sources, Eric, when you hosted that on CNN. Really good job.
Well, thank you very much. It was a lot of fun.
All right.
All right, Eric, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All righty.